Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, April 22nd, 2026. The 24th annual Downey Salmon Federation Smelt Fry and Fishery Celebration is coming up this weekend. Quote, a tradition for more than two decades, the Smelt Fry brings together neighbors, families, and visitors to enjoy a classic Maine meal while celebrating our shared connection to rivers, fish, and place. In addition to a delicious smelt dinner, the day features live music, activities for kids, a beer tent, hatchery tours, and plenty of opportunities to learn more about the work of Downey Salmon Federation. Designed to be welcoming and family-friendly, the Smelt Fry offers affordable meals for families, veterans, and seniors, making it a celebration the whole community can enjoy. Whether you're a longtime supporter or attending for the first time, the Smelt Fry is a chance to mark the arrival of spring and celebrate the traditions and waters that define this region. End quote. They do offer meal discounts for seniors, veterans, students, and families. The Downey Salmon Federation Smelt Fry and Fishery Celebration will be held at the Wreaths Across America Gym on Point Street in Columbia Falls on Saturday, this coming Saturday, April 25th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And you can get more information at mainesalmonrivers.org. In a hybrid presentation tomorrow afternoon, members of the newly organized University of Maine Graduate Workers Union will be giving a presentation called Democratize the Ivory Tower, Organized Labor in Higher Education. Members of the union will talk about their contract fight, the tactics and strategies employed to organize, and how a graduate student worker union fits into the broader labor movement in Maine. The presentation will be held in the Bangor Room in the Memorial Student Union at University of Maine tomorrow from 12:30 to 1:45 p.m. and also streamed via Zoom for those who are unable to attend in person. I'll post the Zoom link in the show notes on today's archive at weru.org. For more information, you can contact Doug Allen at dallen@maine.edu. The next film in a series by Points North, the nonprofit organization behind the Camden International Film Festival, will be shown tomorrow evening in Rockland. Cutting Through Rocks is the first Iranian documentary nominated for an Academy Award. The description reads, quote, as the first elected councilwoman of her remote Iranian village, Sarah Shaverdi fearlessly breaks patriarchal traditions by training teenage girls to ride motorcycles and stopping child marriages. When accusations arise questioning Sarah's intentions to empower the girls, her identity is put in turmoil, end quote. The film will be shown at The Strand in Rockland Thursday evening at 7 p.m., and after viewing the film, audience members are invited by the Points North team to join them at the Lemon Bar for a recap and a nightcap. The bar will be serving alcoholic and non-alcoholic cocktails featuring locally made Persian bitters. You can find more information and purchase tickets at rocklandstrand.com. And the film, again, is called Cutting Through Rocks. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.